Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
An Erios production.
Oh my god, I'm so excited. 90 Day Fiancé Slumber Party. I love you guys. I'm so inspired by you.
Hi, Melissa. Hi, Allie. Hi, Rachel. I love you and thank you so much for following Michael and I. We appreciate you so much.
Hey, everybody. This is Paul and Carini.
This is the 90 Day Fiancé Slumber Party.
With Allie, Melissa, and Rachel.
It's the best podcast slumber party I've ever seen. Actually, it's probably the only one I'll watch.
Keep inspiring and, you know, live your best life.
Allie, Rachel, Melissa, my number one girls. Oh, by the way, y'all are young. Do y'all have an egg? I can tote it. I just need your egg. Love you.
Hello, and welcome to 90 Day Fiancé Slumber Party, your favorite socialist and horny 90 Day podcast. I am Allie Siegel.
I'm Rachel Fisher.
I'm Melissa Stettin.
Hello to everyone who did not storm the Capitol and only people who did not storm the Capitol the other day. Probably the least exciting thing to happen this week is the 90 Day Fiancé episode.
Not the least exciting. It was pretty exciting.
It was very exciting for me. It was a great episode. Had a big theme of farms and like mother boys.
Yes.
And also French toast, ongoing themes. So should we get into it?
Let's do it. Let's start with Brandon and Julia. Speaking of farms.
Yes.
Julia is woken up by barnyard animals.
At noon.
So horrible. At noon. Let the woman sleep. This woman has not slept more than 6 hours, probably.
No.
Since she arrived.
Okay, I don't believe in cyberbullying, but if Betty has any social media, I literally want to make up like 20 fake accounts and troll her. Like, seriously. I think Brandon's whole family, like his mom, his dad, and this Aspen bitch, like they're villains. I have never seen bigger villains on television in my whole
entire
life. Like, I want to write them hate. I hope they're ashamed of themselves.
Seriously, fuck Aspen, okay?
Yeah.
Is she even related to the family? Like, what is her deal?
She's just a family friend who, like, watches the farm when they go out of town.
She's probably horny for Brandon or something. Yeah. I hate all these folks. They're so horrible.
These folks.
Aspen scolds Julia for waking up at noon, which, look, so I wake up at noon a lot sometimes.
Sure.
I'm going to say sometimes. I don't want to sound like a total degenerate. But like some people in this world are just not morning people.
Right? Yes.
And that's just a fact. Some
Julia
of us
says,
are night people.
Yeah.
Some of us are night people.
Yeah. She says, I wake up at lunch.
Sure.
Yeah, I wake up at lunch, not at 6 a.m. That's the time I go to sleep at Russia.
Yeah.
Also, she's dealing with a time change. Like, give the girl a break. And she came here to get married, not to have a job. Like, this isn't her profession. Like, oh.
It's honestly creepy at this point.
Yeah.
I feel really bad for her because nobody asked her, if you move here, would you want to work on my parents' farm?
Yeah.
This wasn't like this was a question posed to her. It was literally just sprung on
her. It's like human trafficking for her to work on the farm.
You know what? That's a good point. We should call human services, or I don't even know. Call the cops. and report them for human trafficking.
Wow, Allie's pro cop all of a sudden. Wow.
I love cops. But only if they can
now,
save Julia.
Now Allie wants to call the cops. Well, well, well.
Is there a hotline? Is there a yeah. safe space hotline that we can call instead?
You know what?
I'm going to call Liam Neeson to save Julia.
Yeah, we're going to call Liam Neeson, okay? We're going to have like...
I have a certain set of skills.
This, have you seen all those pictures on the internet lately of Liam Neeson peeing himself?
What?
What?
Oh my God. Google right now on your phone, Liam Neeson peeing pants.
What? How did you even discover this?
It was like on Twitter. Liam Neeson peeing pants.
What? Peeing pants. I feel like I'm going to get put on a list for Googling this.
I'm on a thousand list right for here. Sure.
Right. Oh my God. Why are there so many pictures of Liam Neeson peeing
yes,
his
there's
pants?
Tons and tons That's of different, so different photos where he's peed his pants.
Why? Dude, why? How are there so many pictures of this? Oh my God. There's one where it's just he's wearing jeans, like blue jeans, and there is a huge... Yes, that's the one I'm looking at. It's someone circled it in yellow appropriately.
What is this?
This is a big splotch of piss. All of our listeners need to pull over, whatever you're doing right now, stop doing dishes, and look up Liam Neeson peeing pants.
Do you think that he has a problem, or is this like alcoholism and he drinks so much he pisses? Like, what is this?
No.
Maybe the prostate thing?
I think he's just very confident. He's like, you know what? I got to pee. I'm disgusting. I can't find a bathroom and I'm just going to own it because I'm Liam Neeson. And if you have anything to say about it, I dare you to come for me.
That's sick.
Man, those Europeans.
Well, good for him. That he's European.
European.
He's European all over those pants. Okay. Anyway, we're gonna call Liam Neeson and he's gonna pee all over Ron and Betty.
Oh my God, yes. He should do an OnlyFans where it's just. He should.
Julia then tells Brandon later, "This is the last time I take care of pigs."
Yeah.
Good.
But. One thing that really pissed me off, and I'm sorry, this is the last thing I'll say because I'm like going on a thing. But when Aspen says like there's no room for princesses on a farm and that like Julia's never done hard work in her life, like just because you can't work at a farm doesn't mean you've never worked before. And like just because she doesn't want to feed a fucking pig at 6 a.m. doesn't mean that she's a princess. Like whether she is or not, like sorry, like... I almost just said sorry, Heifer, but like she just needs to reel it in. Like I hate all these people. Sorry, continue.
They're the worst. They're the worst.
It's this storyline's getting progressively creepier as it goes on. Just I do feel bad for Julia in this situation. She's miserable. She even says to Brandon that she wants to go home. She just got there. I mean, that's how bad this is she already wants to get on a plane and go home. I think she really does like Brandon. So for her to actually say that is a big deal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree.
Totally. Also, like, during this scene, did you guys look in the background of Brandon's room?
Yes, the protein powder.
Okay, yeah. Why are there 15 barrels of protein powder and a huge thing of peanut butter?
Dude, it is like a GNC in his bedroom.
I didn't notice that.
Okay,
And he's so
is he
tiny,
for?
Though.
He's never going to play Thor. Like, I don't know what he's planning.
What does he need all that protein powder for?
Does
that
he
is
work
so much-
out ever?
I think he probably does work out, but he doesn't. He's not a big guy.
No, he's tiny.
I think he wants to be a big guy, probably. Oh, he's probably trying to, like, get swole.
Yeah, it was so gross. So
but he's weird. Probably farting a lot.
Oh, for sure. Gross.
It's protein farts. It's like people who aren't keto have the keto farts.
Yeah, it's like that. So I'm, you know, Julia's like, she needs to get the fuck out of there.
Yeah.
The whole house probably smells so bad at this point.
Farm animals, and keto farts.
and keto farts.
Betty's
and it's just
hairspray.
Like Betty's fucking hairspray. Ugh. Oh, man. My favorite scene in this episode, I think, was when they went out to dinner with Brandon's horny grandpa.
Pop, pop.
Who popped a huge fucking boner when Julia sat down.
I love Pop, Pop.
Yeah, Grandpappy has a strong pro-hickey stance.
Yeah. Uh-huh. He does.
Yeah.
Okay, so... He did not say very nice things about Russian women, however.
No, he did not.
But he did defend Brandon and told Betty to leave him alone, which I thought was great.
Yeah, great.
Yeah. What's the dad's name? I always forget his name.
Ron.
Yeah, because in my head, he's Joe Biden. So Betty and Ron like notice that Julia has hickeys on her neck. Oh, earlier we find out that Julia had snuck into Brandon's room one of the nights for some alone time.
Right.
So
right.
Assumingly during that alone time, Brandon had given Julia a hickey. So Julia shows up to dinner with a hickey, and Betty, for some reason, it's hard to like notice a hickey, especially because Julia's pretty much hiding it. She has like a fur.
Yeah, she has a thing around her neck.
Around her neck, and Betty's like,
unless
what
you're looking
is that,
for
Julia?
It.
Yeah, because Betty's a stone cold freak. Like she's
she did
weird.
That to humiliate Julia at dinner.
Yeah.
That was so inappropriate. Like,
yeah,
it was like
so gross.
Keep that to yourself, Betty. If you see that your son's fiance has hickeys on her neck, keep that shit to yourself. Don't fucking bring it up at dinner in front of everybody. Don't bring it up, period. Shut
and then they
mouth.
Also expose that they have like a boring sex life. Like Ron's like, no, he should be ashamed. Like he's too old to be doing
yeah,
that.
He needs
like,
to grow up.
You're never like, too old fuck? To give a hickey to your monogamous partner or a fucking rando. Like hickeys are fun. Like they're hot.
Look, I haven't had a hickey since high school. But
seriously.
If they want to do that and they're into that, that's their business.
Right. Also, like, I bruise easily. Like, if someone, like, bites me, like, I have bruises. Like, who knows what Julia's, like, red blood cell count is, you know?
And we don't know. I mean, this might be
we don't
Brandon.
Know.
We don't know. This might be Brandon's first real girlfriend, too.
Oh,
probably.
Sure. So he's, like, just figuring out hickeys, and it's really fun for him.
Yeah, he's, like
he
fingers back, for sure.
Yeah, totally.
It's like her belly button.
Look, I can tell just by looking at him his exact pussy eating style.
Oh.
I'm sorry. Call it like I see it. I know
I
exactly
it.
What it's like.
Oh my
like.
God, all that peanut great. Butter he eats, his mouth
There's
is probably
of-
so dry.
Yeah. Pop Pop wants to fuck Julia.
Yeah.
And Julia, I noticed, was drinking a mojito again. So she's just been like surviving by drinking hard alcohol this whole trip.
This is going to turn her into an alcoholic living on this farm.
Yeah, probably.
Then, as if it couldn't get any worse at this dinner, the wedding date gets brought up.
This is
And
insane.
Julia says May 9th. And Ron and Betty pitch a fucking fit saying, oh, no, that's Mother's Day weekend. They don't
Mother's
even say it's
Day weekend.
She's like, I don't know what it's like in Russia, but that's a really big deal in the United States.
No, it's not.
It's not. Like, yes, you should call your mother, maybe send her flowers on Mother's Day.
Sure.
Right.
But it's not a national holiday. Nothing's closed because it's Mother's Day.
Yeah.
They can have their wedding whenever the fuck they want. It's one fucking year.
Right. Also, they're not going to be celebrating their wedding every year for the rest of their lives, every Mother's Day. So Betty's never going to be able to celebrate Mother's Day again.
Yeah, it fucking changes every year.
She like wants the day to not be associated with anything romantic because she's in love with her son. Like the whole thing is perverse and weird. And I hate her. I hate her so much.
She's so controlling of her son's life. And it's so fucking weird. And he's 27.
She has no self-awareness. Like, she doesn't think anything she's doing is weird. And it's disgusting. I honestly don't know why she riles me up so bad. I should probably look into it.
I hate her. So, yeah, there's something about her that just, it makes me so infuriated. Just, like, her tone and her passive-aggressiveness.
It's the passive aggressiveness.
No, yeah, we're not going to do that. We're not going to do that. No,
because she's at because she acts all cutesy about it.
Yeah, yes. That's what
she's,
really drives.
Because she's
crazy.
Not like she's not like just being an outright bitch. She she's cloaking it in like, oh, ha, ha, ha. Like,
yeah,
she is I'm on social like, media.
She is?
She is.
Wait, I just found
on
her.
On Twitter or Instagram?
Instagram.
What's okay, her
oh,
handle?
No, this is bad. 90 day, the 90 day
mm-hmm.
underscore Betty
underscore.
Gibbs, G-I-B-B-S.
Oh my God, there she is.
Wow. There
look at
she
the hair.
Is.
Oh my God. Look I at this. Really need to really
look at this poorly seasoned turkey
it's
she
disgusting.
Put in for Thanksgiving. You guys look at this turkey.
Ew.
Oh my God, no butter on it or anything.
They
that's not how
farm.
You cook Brussels sprouts either.
Ew.
Wow.
What the
wow.
fuck is this? Okay, so
look, now we're just scrolling through Instagram judging.
Now I can cyberbully her if I wanted to. This is bad. I'm really going to have to practice self-restraint.
Yeah.
Oh my God, this poor
someone
corgi
commented,
who they probably bred to death.
Yeah, is this a puppy a puppy mill? She said no, puppies.
Oh my God, because they're dog breeders.
Puppy mills don't spend thousands of dollars on their dogs and travel to Europe to hand select each one.
Yeah, they do. Isn't that exactly what yeah. like, well, not puppy mills, but that's like what like.
A breeder.
Yeah.
Do we have any other comments on Julianne Brandon for this episode?
No. Nope.
No,
other than Betty
like
can go to hell.
Infuriated. No,
Stephanie and Ryan?
Humming. Hold on. I just want to go real. Hummingbird Acres Farm is. Oh, my God.
Is
do they
the
have Brussels?
Farm?
Oh, my God. That's they have Brussels Griffons, though, and I really want a Brussels Griffon.
What is that?
Oh, my God. They're the little puppies that look like Ewoks.
Oh.
Oh, my
cute.
Oh, my God.
They're so ugly. Oh, my God. That'd be so funny if I talked all this shit and then I bought a puppy from from Betty.
From Ron and Betty from their puppy mill.
I'm just kidding. I would never do that. But wow. So like they really like they breed a ton of different dogs. Okay, let's see. Welcome. Hummingbird Acres Farm is a small family farm located in beautiful and historic Dinwiddie County, Virginia. We raise all natural pastured lambs, sheep, registered Norwegian dwarf goats, registered coon pigs. We also breed European imported German Shepherd dogs and adorable monkey faced European imported Brussels Griffons. Thanks for enjoying our website. Oh my God, they have their phone number. We should start prank calling them.
No. Is your refrigerator running?
Hello, this is Seymour Butts.
Seymour
okay,
Butts.
That's awesome.
Can I order one bitch boy son, please?
Extra protein powder. Okay, well, that's all I have for them.
Yeah, that's it.
Stephanie and Ryan.
Yes.
Oh, Jesus. This story gets dark.
This
the
is
first
Stephanie.
Shot of this. Did you guys notice the first shot of Stephanie's story was a lava lamp?
Oh, yes, no, in
really?
Her office.
The
she
first shot
several.
They started, it was a lava lamp. I was like, yes.
That means she has two in her house and one in her office, right?
Yes.
Oh my God. I'm going to
love
buy
that
a lava
for her.
Lamp. Yeah.
This is Stephanie's second episode this season, and she's already dropped another bomb.
Yes. Insane.
She is going to reveal an insane truth every single episode, and I love that. Even though we're probably never going to meet Ryan, he's probably never going to come to the state. I don't think we're ever going to meet him. How is that possible? Maybe TLC traveled to Belize.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But he's not coming to the States. It's COVID time right
now.
Yeah.
But if she continues to drop these insane bombs, I'm here for that.
She's like an MVP character already. She's been on for 10 minutes.
Stephanie is rad. She is with her friends at her office and they're doing the concerned best friend role.
That's her cousins.
Oh, those were her cousins?
It's her two cousins. She's talking about how she does weight loss and age reversal and she helped one of her cousins lose 80 pounds.
Right.
And so now the other one wants to lose weight. And then the cousins are like, so what's up with you? And then Stephanie starts dishing about this crazy thing.
And Stephanie reveals that she got Ryan his job in Belize because she has a friend that owns a resort. Not only did she help get him a job, which isn't that weird, the crazy thing is that Stephanie is paying his wages.
This is crazy.
That is the wildest shit I've ever heard in my life.
Crazy. And he doesn't know. Ryan doesn't know.
Yeah.
Right. That is like, if I would be humiliated if I found out that I'd be like, am I like so incompetent of a worker that they won't even pay me to do work?
Yeah.
My sugar mom is paying. Is that even legal?
I don't
guess.
That seems shady that like,
oh, it's for sure shady.
He's doing free labor essentially because his employer isn't paying him. Stephanie's paying him to work there.
It's crazy. Yeah. I mean, it's like a fake job. It's like
fake job.
It's like he's going on and like putting like fake clothes and going to fake work. And then like Stephanie's like, here's some, you know, or to his boss. Like, it's just so weird. And also
it's
like,
weird.
She obviously has really bad attachment issues and like people pleasing issues. I mean, not good.
Stephanie.
Yeah. Codependence. Yeah.
And she's bought him clothes. She sends him between $500 to $1,300 every month. She has been doing this for the last couple of years.
For the entire family too.
No, now she is.
Now since COVID.
Oh, since COVID, right.
So it's up the ante. She's paying, supporting the whole family.
No wonder his mom loves talking to her.
Totally.
Yeah. I mean, you know what? Good for them. Good for Ryan's family. They're getting money. It seems like Stephanie can afford it. She has a Maserati.
Yeah, that's like what, $5,000 to like $10,000 a year. Like for her, that's probably not that much
right.
to spend on Ryan. So like,
right. Yeah, it's not like some other couples we've seen on this show where they like basically where they wipe out their savings mm-hmm. or whatever.
Well, if
or
you think about it, like David. She's like never had kids. She's in her 50s. She's never had kids. She hasn't had to pay to like send kids to high school or the doctor or college or, you know, like anything like that or, camp. So she's been able to save all this money for herself, but still it sucks that like now she's like dating a child, you know, and she has to pay for his rent and like his job. And, you know, it's just his clothes.
It's a weird situation. The job thing, that is the thing that is so like the wild part of the story. Cause I would feel so like so embarrassed if I found out I wasn't even a real employee I thought I was an employee.
If I was dating like a writer or like a showrunner and then I got a job on a show and then I found out that like no one wanted me there and I wasn't actually hired, I was just kind of like bopping around and like my boyfriend was paying for me to be paying them to let me be there. Like,
I would
actually kill myself. I think I would kill myself.
I would be so embarrassed.
That's so embarrassing. Oh God.
It's horrible.
So I think I have a feeling the rest of the season for at least Stephanie's storyline is just going to continue to be her revealing these insane things to various friends and acquaintances.
Great. It's great.
Yeah.
And I'm okay with that. I'm totally okay with that.
It said like it showed a little clip for like next week and it seems like Ryan isn't answering her calls. Like last week he wasn't answering her texts.
It's
her calling him again. And she's like, oh, Ryan, please pick up. And then he doesn't pick up. So like he seems pretty MIA.
Oh, no.
Maybe he found another hot older lady.
Probably has multiple older ladies that he's getting money from, I bet.
Listen, I would if I could.
Yeah, if you can do it, go for it.
Be a sugar baby.
If you got
baby?
It, flaunt it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I'd be a sugar baby if I could, for sure.
Should we talk about Jovi and Yara?
Yes. Yeah, I really like Yara.
Yeah, I love Yara.
The rug has arrived.
Yeah. Finally. This glorious rug.
Reached a compromise.
Jovi obviously bought the AliExpress version of this rug.
Yeah. Oh, it's so, like, he was throwing the box
the Alibaba.
Yeah. Like, yeah, so he got the Wish version.
Yeah. You got the Fashion Nova version of the rug.
It is so thin and cheap looking.
And small. She's like, it's smaller than I remember from the store. It's like, girl, it's not the same rug.
I don't even think it's a rug. I think it's a fabric swatch from Joann Fabrics.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's just like to make like a Viking costume.
Oh,
like,
my God.
I don't even think that's a real rug.
Yeah.
It's just going to be sliding all over the hardwood floor.
Yeah. Yeah. She's happy, though. I mean, she's like, it looks like snow. She finally feels good about it.
Yeah. I mean, it does look like the cutest thing in his apartment that I've seen.
Oh, for sure. Mm-hmm. Yes.
That 100%. Couch needs to go. That like futon couch doesn't go with the rug.
In that weird fabric that's not leather and it's also not suede and it's also not like
yeah, anything.
Like what fabric is pleather. That boys have?
It's, yeah, it's so college weird. Dorm boy yeah. Yeah, fabric, and he needs to get rid of it. Jovi sucks, and I love that Yara bullies him every week. It's funny to me.
What is Yara doing?
They're humping. He's been humping her all day long.
That sounds cool.
He was humping her face earlier.
And like, Jesus.
Literally, he was like trying to face fuck her. It was disgusting.
Then they have a fight about shoes in the house.
Yes.
Yeah. I feel like that's a European Canadian thing where you immediately take off your shoes when you come in. But in America, like, that's never a thing that I did. Did you guys do that?
No, I wear shoes in the house.
I don't wear shoes in the house. I wear slippers in the house.
Oh, well, yeah. I.
Well, like if you come in from the outside, oh, nice slippers. Like, do you take them off at the door?
You want to see my immediately?
Yeah.
I have my Uggs.
Oh, hell yeah. What?
I'm not wearing slippers.
I have Uggs.
Oh, yeah. I wear slippers in the house. Yeah. Slipper gang.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't like having bare feet in the house, but I don't like wear sneakers in the house. No. Like I take them off. Not even just because it's cleaner, but also because it's comfier to not wear shoes in the house. Anyway, I totally see. I understand what Yara is saying, especially with a white rug. I would be like, don't put shoes on that. Like,
oh, when yeah, definitely not.
I have a white rug, and when I get, like, I don't make people take their shoes off when they come into, other people take their shoes off if they come into my house or when they used to. But if I get my rug cleaned, which is like cream colored, I want people to take their shoes off.
Yeah. I mean, I totally get it.
Or step around it.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. I understand it.
That thing's going to be disgusting in less than a week, that rug. It's going to get so dirty looking. I can just tell.
Well, also, I think it's, like the fabric, like it's shaggy. So like stuff's going to get caught in
it. It's like polyester-y, like cheap material. So it's just going to get stuck in there.
Right.
Yeah. Cool.
So I understand. It was, what did Yara say? She said something about Norway that was so funny.
Oh, fuck. I missed it. I don't know.
When Jovi was, they were arguing about, because she was talking about how the streets.
Oh, people don't
New
piss
Orleans.
In the streets. And she's like, people don't piss in the streets here. And she's like, oh, you think it's so nice? Where are we? Norway or something like that?
Yeah.
But it's a nasty village. It's a nasty village.
Again, I highly disagree with Yara's assertions about New Orleans. Considering
New Orleans is great. I love New
considering
Orleans.
It's like a place I've always wanted to go to my whole life. It seems so cool. But I'm sure that Jovi takes her to stupid places.
Yeah. Yeah. But I also just love the way she phrases things. I don't know if she's funny or if it's just like a translation thing, but calling a place a nasty village is so funny. Like, I think Santa Monica is a nasty village.
Yeah, it is. It is. It's disgusting over there.
Jovi is getting frustrated, so he busts out his Bud Light or Natty Ice. I can't tell what he's drinking, but it's a cheap canned beer with his camo beer koozie. This is like,
oh, he had a camo beer koozie. I didn't see that.
This man is so unfuckable.
He's
everything
so gross.
He does,
he's gross.
Makes me dry up. He is disgusting to me. Then he surprises Yara with a new phone, and she instantly forgives him for everything.
It's the happiest she's been.
She breaks it in the way that every woman does, where she takes a picture and then thinks she looks fat in it.
Like,
which is
so
the classic
fucking
way
fat.
To break in your new iPhone.
She also said she wants to be best friends with the Kardashians.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. And that she wants to marry Christian Ronaldo. I love that she said that to his face. Yeah. After while she's there on a visa.
Jovi looks like that whack-ass statue of Christian Ronaldo.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Allie, you have to do a side-by-side for our
for it's our like Instagram. Crooked smile. His eyes are all like messed
they
up.
They do look the same.
Yeah, he looks like the botched statue.
That's so funny.
Wow. That is a good call.
Good call.
No wonder she likes him.
Hi, doggy.
He needs a humping break. He's
hold on. Crazy. You guys continue to finish talking about this. I have to get a jewel pod. This is really exciting for our listeners. Don't leave this in. Leave this all in.
So she thinks New Orleans is a nasty village and Jovi never wants to move from there. And
no, he loves it.
Yeah, he loves it. And Yara is a self-love queen and she says that she loves herself. And if she's not happy, then she's going to ultimately move.
Great.
Then next thing they're at dinner and it's happy hour. And obviously Jovi's happy because, well, every hour is happy hour for Jovi. Jovi's never not drinking. And they're kind of talking about like their relationship and where it's going, especially because Jovi is about to leave for like a month and leave Yara home. And this like got really sad. And really real. And it made me feel really bad for Yara. So Yara's, you know, like kind of saying she doesn't really have friends and she wishes she had friends there. And then Jovi's like asking Yara if she's ready for kids. And then this brings up the whole operation thing that happened before. Yeah. So I don't think we learned about this in this much depth before, but apparently they were in Albania when Yara lost the baby. And Yara had also lost her passport.
Right. So they couldn't leave.
So yeah, Yara was in Albania without a passport and had her miscarriage. And Jovi left her there. To go back
apparently,
to work.
She had to do another operation, I think, or it was more complicated than they thought.
Yeah, she had to do some sort of operation.
I think it might have been like an ectopic pregnancy, maybe. Because you had to have an operation for that. So maybe something complicated happened, but he left.
Yeah, he just left her there in Albania without a passport.
Without a passport.
To get this surgery done. And
this guy sucks.
Yeah.
Seems completely unremorseful.
Yeah.
And what doesn't language. She probably didn't speak the language of anyone in the hospital. So she's there with no passport, doesn't speak the language, doesn't know what's going on, is like having a miscarriage. Like it's
someone you're planning on marrying that was carrying, like that you thought was carrying your child. Like, and you just leave them like that?
He's like, I had to go to work. Like, you can call work and be like, I'm sorry, I'm in a hospital with my girlfriend.
Yeah.
She's having a surgery. She lost her passport. Like, this is an emergency.
Yeah, like the ocean
2 days late. Yeah.
What did throw me about this, though, is like, if I was Yara, like, that would have been the bottom for me. Like, I wouldn't have been like, yeah, let's get the K-1 visa. Yeah, I'll move, uproot my whole life. And, like, because you're the person I want to marry. Like,
yeah, that should have been it.
Like, no. Yeah. Fuck him. He sucks. And he's pulling a Tanya. He's going to go out of the country now and just leave her there for a month. What is she going to do?
I think someone had sent me something that she might be pregnant.
Oh,
really?
Yeah.
Oh no, that's the last thing they need is a child. In the preview for next week, we see one of Jovi's friends is like, "Oh yeah, Jovi knew all the strippers here, and like he like loves to party."
Oh no, she doesn't really look pregnant here. No, she doesn't look pregnant. Someone had sent me a thing being like, "Oh, is she pregnant?" But she doesn't. No, I don't think she is. It's Yara Zaya, Z-A-Y-A.
Is that her handle?
Yeah.
She's on TikTok too.
All right. Do you guys have any other thoughts about Yara and Jovi?
No, that's all I got on them.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Let's talk about Mike and Natalie.
Ugh.
Mike
Natalie
is spending the few hours he has with Natalie shooting off fireworks in the middle of the day.
That's what he does. That's he's this kind of guy. He's like, let's shoot off some fireworks.
Yeah.
And it's not even nighttime.
No.
What is the point of this?
This is Uncle Bo behavior.
I love that.
Yeah, that's what Uncle Bo does.
Right. But he's doing it with none of the style.
No.
No.
Yeah.
He's none of the style of Uncle Bo. Natalie says that she's learning new things about Mike. Every day.
I love that.
And she hates it all. There's not a thing she doesn't hate.
This is what happens when you don't live with someone for a while.
Yeah.
And you learn that they love just shooting off fireworks in the middle of the day. That's what you
get. This is how he's spending his free time when he's not commuting fucking 3 hours to his job at 3 a.m.
I mean, that's crazy. No job is worth that. Sorry.
He needs to move closer to Seattle or get a different job. I'm sorry. That is no way to live. That seems so wild to me.
He should turn his house into like a Christmas tree lot and then like a pumpkin patch. Or maybe it's too desolate or something. But he's got to figure out like another means of income because that's just not – that can't be good for him.
Long commutes suck ass. I really thought my commute when I used to work a 9-to-5, like when I commuted from East Hollywood to Santa Monica every fucking day.
Oh, the worst.
And it was a 9-to-5. So I'd have to leave my fucking apartment at 7:30.
Yeah. It's like an hour and a half drive.
It was an hour and a half drive, an hour and a half drive to get there. And then an hour and a half back because I'm leaving at 5 PM and
you're in rush hour then.
You're in rush hour traffic. I know people do that. I know people have long commutes. 3 hours just seems wild to me. And I do feel bad for Natalie because what is she doing during all that time? It's not like there's a mall where she is.
Right.
And now with lockdown, like now she really can't go anywhere.
Oh, God.
I can't.
I don't know what she does all day. And apparently what she does all day is Mike's chores.
Yeah, she just cleans the house.
It's like the same... It's like another Julia. Like she wakes up and like they're feeding the fishes and then she has to like do the laundry and she doesn't know like which is the dryer, which is the washer, what's bleach, what's softener. It's like, oh my God, there's nothing fun about this at all. Like
she found the softener, she's like, oh, I found the softener and it was bleach.
Oh my God.
She did a deep clean of this man's house.
Yeah.
And it's like, do any of these people on the show clean their houses before their fiancés come over?
They apparently don't.
Even Rebecca, we'll see at the end. Like, she's also unprepared. I thought it was just a guy thing, but then it was like, no, it's literally everyone. No one's
prepared. Like, you clean your house and you buy groceries. Like, that's the least you do.
Yeah.
Not even stock that fridge because all he had in that fridge was Wonder Bread and carrots.
Because he doesn't eat at home. He eats probably at work and in his car.
Right. On the road.
Yeah.
If she's home all day and there's no food in the fridge, I would have a meltdown.
Oh.
I'd be like, yeah. I can't even get fat here while you're at work. Fuck you.
And I know I do have to say, I know this is probably a language barrier thing, but like she needs to stop calling herself a vegetarian if she eats fish and scallops, and like she needs to get off that high horse. Like you're a pescatarian. Like you also eat animals. I'm sorry. Like
I think
pescatarian eats fish.
Yeah. Kyle on 90 Day Fiancé Cray Cray brought this up this week. I don't usually listen to the other 90 Day pods until after we finish recording, but I just couldn't wait this week. And he brought up a good point, and he said, because he has like a Polish father-in-law, and he said that like in Europe, at least, like, or in Eastern Europe, they do consider that vegetarian.
Oh, really?
Oh,
being okay. A pescatarian.
Oh, so never mind.
It is kind of a language barrier thing, but it's also a cultural thing.
But it's my language barrier.
Yeah. Well,
yeah, me being a dum-dum.
Look, we all did a spit take when she ordered scallops. We were like, what?
Yeah, I was like, what?
Because she'd been talking about being a vegan. And then when she got the eggs, we're like, okay, maybe she meant vegetarian. But then she ordered scallops. We're like, what? Wait a minute. So Natalie, we get like this really sad montage of her cleaning his house. She's doing
so
sad. She's doing the cat box. She's washing dishes. She's vacuuming.
I love that when she's cleaning the cat litter box, I don't know if she knows how to do it, cause she just throws the whole box away.
Right.
I'm like, girl, you got to scoop out. You can't just
individual
be buying a
clumps.
Box, like a bag of litter every week. You got to, and it was looked like it was new litter. She just like dumped the whole thing.
That's right, going to piss Mike off probably, big time.
Because Mike probably didn't fucking explain to her how to do it.
Yeah. Litter's he probably not just cheap, said, too.
Yeah, he probably just said, do the cat box.
Oh, and my she was God. Like, oh, okay, I'd clean it. Just dump it, just throw it in the garbage.
This is a bad situation. Then we cut immediately to them driving to the falls.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, finally to see that fucking waterfall.
Finally, they're going on a little trip. They're going out for a nice dinner. This place, another shout out to Kyle from 90 Day Cray Cray, because he posted a screen cap from the restaurant's menu where they went. And this is the kind of research I like. This is the kind of research I usually do, is whenever there's like a restaurant featured on these shows, I always research what's on the menu.
That's so great.
Because I'm curious. Because I care about, I want to know what they're eating. This is the tomahawk steak that Mike ordered. According to the screenshot, going.kyle, that's his Instagram. That's Kyle's Instagram. The tomahawk steak, it's a 34-ounce steak. The description of it is, the tomahawk is a steak lover's delight. This tomahawk beef steak comes with 7 to 8 inches of rib bone left intact, which gives the steak its signature mouth-watering flavor and unique look. At 34 ounces, this steak is a perfect meal for two and creates a memorable photo-worthy dining
for
two. Experience. Yeah. And then it's
2 pounds of meat.
It's $165 for this steak. It comes with two sides.
Are you serious?
It's $165. On Mike's Instagram, I mean, on Kyle's Instagram post,
oh my
he pointed.
God.
He speculated that TLC foot the bill for this.
I was going to say that. Do you think
so.
TLC comped it?
He can't afford that.
He can't afford that. Mike, this is the.
Oh my God. Did he eat the whole thing himself?
I'm sure he did, because he later in another scene. Like at lunchtime, he orders the nachos for himself.
Yeah.
Look, I couldn't eat that much steak, but
I could probably eat that much nachos.
I eat nachos. Yeah.
Look, I put food away.
2 pounds of nachos too. Is fine. 2 pounds.
I was going to say, I might be able to eat that much steak. You know how I was actually explaining this to my brother the other day. You know how like alcoholics can like drink more than other people. It just like somehow, I mean, it does affect us. Like that's a general statement, but I find that I could just like. I could drink people under the table and like somehow it just like affected me differently, like until I like blacked out, but I was like fine until I was like not fine at all. I feel that same way with food.
Oh, I'm that same way with
food.
I can
do like, that with
desserts. I don't know
you
how so
tooth.
Much food fits in my body sometimes. It is so crazy.
And like, I can always eat dessert. Even when I'm like so fucking full, I'm like, oh, there's a pie. I'll eat five slices.
I'll eat it
easily.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I can't just have I can't even have a slice. I won't even cut it as a slice. I just eat it as the pie is my serving.
Just take a big bite. Yeah.
I have done that. I have brought the whole pie tin into bed and eaten it.
Oh, yeah. Yes. That's look. How you have to do it. Oh, this is making me so hungry. Okay, let's
me too. I'm starving.
I'm so hungry. This. I'm so glad we're off our diet.
Oh, my God. Me too.
Are you not on anymore?
No, it God. Ended.
Yeah. Natalie ordered a black bean burger at lunch the next day.
Oh, yeah.
And she was like, wow, this was like her cheat meal.
So stupid.
Yeah.
She's very concerned about Mike's eating habits. She wants him to be a vegetarian some weeks and then eat meat. Like, she wants him to make a she wants him to make a lot of lifestyle changes.
Yeah.
That Mike has clearly had set in his ways for like 30 years.
Right.
She just wants a different person. She like wants Mike to not be Mike. I
right.
think she even says, like, we have nothing in common. Our life paths are different. We're different on religion. Yeah. We're different about where we want to be in life. We're different about the kinds of stuff we eat, the kind of different things we like to do. So, like, this is kind of hard. Like, yeah, you don't have anything in common. So
right.
why are you still doing this other than
I think they just fuck.
Or, yeah.
I think so they awkward. Just fuck a lot. And that's what they have in common. I don't even think they like each other. They might no. have some sort of demented love for each other, but I don't even think they like each other.
No. And it's hard because I feel like Mike is like really trying, like when he does those, like tries to high five her and stuff. Like, I think he's trying to create some sort of like joy or camaraderie, but it's just like, it's not yeah. there. Give it up.
Look, both of them are terrible in different ways.
Yeah.
This is not a good couple. They need to break up.
Yeah.
This is going to end in tragedy, as we already have seen from the flash forward on episode one of the season where Natalie
is having
another meltdown. I'm sure Natalie thought that Mike would give her the ring at the falls.
Right. Yeah, I bet.
Oh, give her the ring back.
Right.
And it didn't happen.
He got a root beer float instead.
They got, you know what? I was proud of Natalie for at least trying the root beer float.
Yeah, and she refused to drink it. She's like, it's beer.
She thought it was alcoholic.
Which, like, fair. Yeah. If you're like, don't speak the language and you're like, it says beer, why should I believe you that it's not beer?
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah, and Mike's always ordering a beer. Mike loves beer.
To be fair, like when I first got sober for like the first few years, I like didn't drink ginger beer because I was like convinced that it had alcohol in it.
I have to ask at every fancy restaurant if dishes have alcohol in them.
Yeah.
I'm
still weird about it. Yeah. Freak.
Yeah. Tariq and Hazel.
Yes. Yes.
Speaking of delicious food,
the hair of the dog.
You guys, this breakfast they were ordering, I was getting so hungry.
The chicken and waffles. Oh my God.
It looks so good.
Here's something I really miss about quarantine is breakfast food, like this kind of breakfast food, because this is something that you just can't replicate in your own kitchen. The like diner,
or
even just brunch places. There is like something about that that just hits different.
Oh.
You can't like get delivery eggs. I'm sorry.
No, it does not like cold.
I actually did that the other day and it did not. I did delivery from a place and I got like pancakes and eggs and bacon. And it like was not good by the time it came to my house. Like you were saying, everything was kind of cold. They forgot the maple syrup. Like I didn't have any in my house. Like it was just.
That's miserable, Allie.
I'm going to start a GoFundMe.
Look, I miss eating breakfast out at a place.
Me too.
Yeah.
So this was making me really nostalgic for that. Hazel is hilarious. She's like, where's the rice?
Yeah. She's
I like that she's like, they serve the dog?
Oh, yeah. She was like, do they season it with the dog hair?
Yeah.
But she also
recognizes what everyone else recognizes, which is like American food is disgusting. Like it's big,
portions
it's sweet,
so
it's salty,
big.
It's greasy, it's huge portions. Yeah. Rachel and I learned the hard way on our diet what an actual portion size is. Like, yep. We're disgusting. Americans tiny. Are disgusting. Sorry, we yeah. are.
Yeah, and it's a lot of sugary food that we like to eat at breakfast yeah. time that's yeah, sure. like not yeah. eaten other places in the world. Like, that is, this is an anomaly that Americans eat cake for breakfast.
Yeah.
You know, like,
yeah, it's like when Sasha had like the Cheerios or like the shredded wheat and he was like, sugar cereal's disgusting. Like, French toast was not a hit with Hazel or Natalie. Like, it's just
remember
not
when
a
I
thing,
went to
apparently.
Japan, like the breakfast was like
so good
fish oh, yes. and sushi and like
miso oh. soup. Yeah.
Oh yeah, soup for breakfast and salad. I was like, oh,
you have
yeah.
You have a savory rice porridge mm-hmm. called congee.
Oh, I love congee.
Yeah. I mean, I went to Japan in 99 and that is something I will always remember as being one of my favorite things from that trip was the Japanese breakfast.
Yeah.
It's so different than American breakfast. It's yeah. not sweet.
It's healthy. It's fish.
It's very, very healthy and very yeah. satisfying and very yeah. delicious. Yes. And you get a lot of little different things.
Mm-hmm. It's like ugh. A little bento box. You can get that at hotels yes. sometimes. Like, they'll have the continental breakfast and then they'll have like a Japanese right. breakfast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or you can get it at the Four Seasons buffet. Rest in peace. That probably will be discontinued forever yeah, since COVID.
I was thinking about the Grand Mall.
I went there one time. Breakfast. I went to the Four Seasons for brunch in Beverly Hills one time in my life.
Oh, I did that so too. I went there once, like, I think a year and a half ago. I went there for the first time and I'm like, this is amazing. There's like 10 different rooms.
Yes. I was there and I sat in between Larry Flint on one side and Russell Simmons on the other. I'm not
that's,
even joking.
Oh that's my great. God.
It was, that's I was like, this Hollywood. Is the most, I was like, this
that's
is the
Tinseltown, baby.
Ever. It was fucking, and I was there with my grandma. It was great.
That's
great.
Oh my God. That's so fun.
That buffet yeah, is amazing.
I don't even know if they still do that buffet anymore. So yeah, then we get the whole discussion of where Hazel and Tariq are going to get married. Obviously, Hazel, her family is religious. She yeah. wants to get married at a church. Tariq is not into churches.
Hazel's like speaking in tongue religious. Hazel's like,
yeah,
packed into a small room, speaking in tongues. Like, some of us are like bleeding from the eyes and sweating religious.
Yeah.
And Tariq is not into that. And we get a flashback from their season on Before the 90 Days where they're at Hazel's church and they are speaking in tongues, which yeah. I'm sure to witness that is, if that's not something the religion you grew up in is probably alarming. Mm-hmm. And this is such a funny scene because Tariq, you can tell he is trying so hard not to laugh. Yeah. His face killed me.
He
in
actually
this scene.
Looks scared. He looks kind of like he wanted to run out. Like, he looks right. scared.
But he was also doing that yeah. thing where he was like, he was trying not to laugh because it yeah. was like, you know, when you're so afraid of a situation that yeah. you're also laughing
nervous
about it.
Laughter.
Yeah. Like, his face killed me. So yeah. he takes Hazel to his church, which isn't so much of a church as it is a spiritual center, cultural center. Obviously, the first thing I did was pause this episode to research.
Yeah, I need to hear your research. Center. It's the A-R-E Cultural Center for the Enlightenment by Edward Case. So what mm-hmm. is this place, Rachel?
A lot of people were wondering, is this a cult? Is this, it's not a cult. It's
no.
basically the founder, Edgar Casey.
Oh,
Edward Case.
Edward Case or Edward Casey. Yeah. He was someone who claimed to be a psychic and a mystic of sorts. He believed in some very interesting things ranging from quirky to problematic.
Do you think like Jews have horns?
No, not like that. But he thinks that all of the races, there's like six different races and they're different species kind of. Like, he believes some problematic sort of.
That sounds like alien stuff.
Yeah, I believe some problematic race stuff. I think that's not necessarily a reflection of the cultural center today. Yeah. I was just reading into this guy's biography on Wikipedia.
Yeah, he's apparently like a huge fraudster.
Oh, really? Oh, he's also a fraudster.
Yeah,
big fraudster. He believes aliens stuff. There was something, I'm trying to find the screenshot that I sent you guys from Wikipedia, or the ones we were talking about. Some guy at replied me and he was like, actually, he's not that bad. I'm like, yeah, but it was funny in the context of this episode. Like, whatever.
I love the giant crystal they had.
That shit was like a rocket.
So funny.
That was amazing. That's got to be so expensive.
When Tariq was trying to sell Crystal on trying to sell Hazel on getting married there, and he's like, but look at this giant crystal. It looks like a rocket ship. Okay. This is something, speaking of crystals, this is from Wikipedia about Edgar Cayce. It says Cayce's ideas, including his belief in a giant solar crystal activated by the sun and used to harness energy and provide power on Atlantis, and his prediction that in 1958, the United States would rediscover a death ray that had been used on Atlantis, like the lost city of Atlantis.
Okay.
When was nuclear bombs created?
Look, this did not happen, clearly.
I don't know. I don't speak so soon.
He is one of those guys who predicts the end of the world and it never happens. So then they have to move the goalposts.
I love that. It's like,
wait, what year did you say? 1938 or
1958?
58. Oh.
He said, and look, he didn't say anything about atomic bombs. He said the United States would rediscover the death ray that had been used on Atlantis, as in the lost city of Atlantis.
Well, I was saying maybe like the death ray he meant was like a nuclear, was, you know, now we would call it a nuclear. Listen, I was just trying to go. I was trying to.
You're being an apologist, Allie. Yeah.
Are you part of QAnon?
Yeah, you're being an Edgar Cayce apologist. Then.
I speak for the church.
Yeah, I mean, he has some off the wall beliefs. I don't know how much of that Tariq subscribes to.
Whatever.
Tariq
doesn't seem to be doing any harm to anyone.
Yeah, it's not. This is not like a Scientology.
Yeah, it's not L. Ron
religion
Hubbard.
Where people are like that we know of. I think this is something that's popular in Virginia Beach, where Tariq lives.
I think it's like a new agey, non-denominational meditation center.
It's new agey. Yeah. Tariq's probably into meditation. That's a good thing. Meditation's cool.
Yeah, it's great.
Definitely something I'm sure I promised every New Year's resolution to do more of and never do, but I absolutely should. So that's that church's deal. You know, so they're... I guess they got to figure this out. They got to come to some kind of compromise of where to have this.
That's ceremony. All I had on them. And then we wrap it up with Zied and Rebecca, who has like a super cool loft.
Yeah. It's this very industrial style loft. You see them a lot downtown LA.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure you see them in every major city, whatever, but just the ones like, friends I've had who've lived in lofts, it's like these tall ceilings
and they're cool. I like them.
Exposed brick and concrete floors. They're very, I was kind of surprised. I didn't figure Rebecca as a loft girl.
No, I was shocked.
And I mean,
she was worried that Zied wasn't going to like it.
Well, she was worried that Zied would find out that she used to live in that same building
with her ex-husband. That's right.
She's worried about something that she doesn't have to tell Zied about.
No, she doesn't have to tell him.
He doesn't have to know. Who fucking cares?
That's right. She doesn't have to fucking tell him.
Zied clearly has some, like, doesn't like the fact that Rebecca was married before. That was like a plot point in their season of Before the 90 Days. Right. I don't think Zied likes the idea that she's even fucked other people before him. We found out she's bisexual. She had a girlfriend before.
Oh, I forgot about that.
At one point. So Zied has some hangups there about Rebecca having a past. Like, everyone has a past.
Yeah.
You need to get over that.
But she also doesn't need to tell it. Like you were saying, she doesn't need to tell him everything. It's so stupid.
It's stupid. Who gives a fuck if you live? It's not like they're moving into the same apartment.
Yes. If it was the same apartment, it would be like, okay, yeah, that is kind of
weird. But also no, though, like that's kind of what happens. Like you break up with someone and then like, what are you supposed to do? Move every time you go through a breakup so that your new partner doesn't like live in the same place?
Yeah.
Like,
that's
crazy.
I lived with, I've lived in my place for 10 years. We're moving out hopefully soon. But I mean, I had more than one partner live here before in 10 fucking years. Like,
I mean, come on.
So I don't know. I just feel like she doesn't need to tell him because it's not even the same apartment.
Yeah. You know? Stupid.
And even if he found out, like, yeah, she could be like, yeah, I used to live here. She doesn't have to say that she lived with her ex.
I think she likes to make him jealous. I think she likes it.
Yeah.
And I think she seeks out jealous men and she does things to make them jealous. Like, I think she likes the attention.
That's an interesting point.
Thank you.
Yeah. Or she just is a self-sabotager.
That too.
I think that too. Self-sabotager.
Yeah.
She needs to chill. I do want to point out Zied when he was saying goodbye to his family at the airport. He was wearing some super hot pervert glasses.
Yeah, he was. Yeah,
I bet he rocked those.
I bet he watched Stacey and Darcy and like liked what Fabian was rocking and was like, I need to get myself a pair of those shades.
It's House of 11.
Yeah, House of 11.
Those are House of 11 brand. Gold plated, gold vermeil glasses.
Yeah.
Good for him. So that was the end of the episode for me. I don't have too many other notes.
Me either. I'm like frankly so bored by Zied and Rebecca. Like I would be fine if they weren't on the season, but otherwise
it's
I think it's
not really interesting.
Maybe it will pick up when it happens. Sorry, I just got really distracted. My brother, I guess like Quentin Tarantino made a meme of my brother about Trump getting kicked off Twitter and now my brother
made a meme of your brother? Wait, I want to see it.
Wait, what is happening?
Did Jason just send this to you?
Yeah, and then he goes, oh my God, I'm a meme.
Did he post it on Twitter, Allie?
No, I think it's on Instagram. I just sent it to you.
Oh my God, everyone. Quentin Tarantino. Oh my God, Peter, you... Okay, Allie, can I just say that my boyfriend and I sing this song from Forgetting Sarah Marshall literally all the time to each other. Like, this is a song, like, as people who have chronic depression and hate ourselves, we sing this to each other all the time.
Good.
If you haven't seen Forgetting Sarah Marshall, stop what you're doing and watch it right now. It's one of the best.
It actually is
ever.
Really
one of the greatest
movie.
Movies.
Really funny.
It's so funny.
It's really good.
Yeah.
Anyway, sorry, I got distracted. Anyways, yeah, so that's about it. We'll see what happens. And yeah, still Stephanie and Yara and Julia for MVPs.
Oh, yes.
And that is about it. Thank you guys for listening. Soon, episodes will be released by us on a regular basis.
Look, we're just having fun being dumb sluts.
Yeah, we're dumb bimbos. Yeah.
And we love our listeners, too. Everyone who stuck around for this shit show for us.
Yes.
We're the real ones.
Thank you. Yeah, we appreciate you.
You guys are real ones.
I seriously do. Like, this is just something we do for fun.
Yeah.
Because we love 90 Day Fiancé and we appreciate that there were a decent amount of people who were like, come back. So this is for you guys. We appreciate you. Thank you so much for sticking around.
Yeah. Thank you guys. Anyways, I am Allie Siegel.
I'm Rachel Fisher.
And I'm Melissa Stettin.
Bye.
Bye.
Powered by Acast.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.